All right, as far as the injuries go, today the guys that will not practice will be Jamal Fleming, the hamstring, all these are hamstring strains, so Jerry Franklin and Josh Martin. Look forward to the challenge of playing the Buffalo Bills. We know they're a very good football team, and we've got to make sure that we have a good week of preparation, study the opponent, and take care of business there. So that's what we're doing. Time's yours.
Anthony Sherman. Obviously, you liked him because you traded for him last year, but are you getting more from him than maybe you anticipated?
Well, in this offense, which isn't the case in a lot of offenses in today's football,
yeah, right.
The fullback ends up being an important part of that. And with that, they've got to be good blockers, and they've also got to be able to catch the football. He can do all of that. And then on top of that, be a good special teams player. He's one of your top special teams players. So with that, John extended him, and I think he's also one of the leaders of the football team. So he kind of covers a bunch of bases there, but most of all, he's a good football player. I mean,
is he maybe getting more out of him than maybe you anticipated when you made the trade?
Yes. I mean, I'll tell you, he's done well. On the other hand, the fullback position, he's doing what the fullback position has done in this offense. Yeah.
So in this offense, when you find one that can do everything that he does, you want to keep him around a lot of spots.
You'd like to keep him around. There are not a lot of them out there right now. In college football, there are not a lot of teams using a fullback. Most teams are going with more tight ends than fullbacks.
Coach, also kind of the case of one with Warren, showing, making an example, taking care of a guy that does things the right way on the field.
Yeah, I don't know if reward's the right word. I'm not sure of that. He's a good football player. He does do things the right way. I don't want to slight that part of it either. I think you're accurate with that. So I would tell you, we feel that way with all our players. I mean, and we've got good guys here, so you can't single out one guy. So, like that part, but we're fortunate to have good guys.
Dustin Colquitt does a phenomenal job of pinning opponents deep in the end zone. How much does that affect what you like to do offensively?
Yeah, well, field position is a big thing in the National Football League, and that's one of those stats that your drive start is. It's tough to drive a long field in today's football. So for what he does for us, I think is very valuable.
Changing gears to the Buffalo Bills, they've had to pass a lot in recent weeks because of the injuries to their running backs. What does that do when you look across there and you see Kyle Orton finding Sammy Watkins? What are the challenges of defending against a guy like Watkins?
Well, I faced Kyle Orton as a head coach. I faced him. My teams have faced him a few times, and he's a very good football player. He's done it for a number of years. He had Sammy into the mix. I know Kyle's not complaining about that. That's a good football player, and there's a reason why he was drafted as high as he was, and he's producing. They're one of the top long ball teams in the National Football League, and so it's a great challenge for our secondary that way. More consistent, yes.
What would you attribute that to, Ryan?
I think it's his, it's his work ethic and how he's approached things. I think he's done a nice job with that. He comes to work every day. He's been banged up a little bit. He works right through that, and he doesn't let that slow down. He's out here every day. And in this profession, you're going to have nicks and bruises and things that don't feel so good when you come out to practice. And he makes sure that he gets out here and he works and works kind of through that and gets his game right.
What do you think the basically, I guess I could call it like a two-month stint where he was a backup, how did that kind of affect his approach? Or, you get what I'm saying? Just how did that affect him?
Well, I thought he handled very maturely. He didn't complain. He just came out and worked. And he's carried that through here, so that's important.
Andy, beyond next man up, how do you explain the way this defense has come together, top three in a lot of the key categories?
They work well together, I think, is what you'd say. They have good communication. every week's a new challenge, and so they haven't got caught up in all the stats and all that stuff, which really don't mean much, you know, every week. So they've put that aside. They've studied the game plan, learned it inside out, and then, you know, they take a lot of pride in their job.
How close is Chris Owens to returning to a full practice?
Yeah, he's close now. He's close. He'll take some snaps today, and we're just taking that next step. He looked good the last couple of weeks, and I think he's anxious to see if he can't test it even a little bit further.
Andy, what makes this Bills defensive line so unique from some of the other
defenses? Well, I'm not singling just out their defensive line, because they've got a great combination there with their secondary linebackers and front, and they're very, very explosive in all those categories. So their defensive line, they're quick and athletic, and they do have size. So you see them dominate in games at times, and again, that's a great challenge for our offensive line.
We'll go Bob, Danny, and then Terrence.
You and Dorsey, when you always talk, and you say it all the time because we hear from you more, is to put players in a position to do what they do well. Are you doing different things with your secondary to put them in better position not to give up the big plays? Is it just an understanding of the defense, or is there changes in the defense?
Yeah, I think it's probably more of an understanding right now. However, Emmett Nall and Bob work hard at trying to do just what you said there, Bob, just putting guys in positions where they can utilize their talents. And you add another part of that statement is that we all have strengths and we all have weaknesses. So we want to exploit your strengths, and then we want to work on getting you better at the things that maybe you're not as good at. So I think between that combination, the guys they're a little more well-rounded in the defense that way.
BJ, then we'll come on this side. Go ahead, BJ.
That's BJ.
Facing the Rams defensive line and the Jets defensive line, how does that help the offensive line going up against another stout defensive line with the Bills?
Yeah, well, you practice. You come out here, you spend all these hours working your tail off, and you love that challenge of being able to play against the best. And so we've had that opportunity the last few weeks to do that. I mean, you could argue that this is one of the better defenses, if not the best, in the National Football League at this point of the season. So I just think it's a great challenge for the offense, and then it starts up front. So the offensive line, they do take some responsibility for how things go and a lot of pride in what they do.
All right, Danny, then Terrell.
You said some of those defensive numbers don't really matter. One that tends to is forced turnovers. How's the defense been so successful with, I think, only forcing 5 turnovers the first half?
Yeah, no, I didn't say the numbers don't matter. I mean, the numbers matter in your success. I'm saying that the guys don't worry about those numbers. They just concentrate on their job. Wait, so ask me that question one more time.
They've only forced 5 turnovers.
Yeah.
How has the defense been so successful with limited number of takeaways?
Yeah. We've done well in the red zone. We've done well in third down. That's helped us in that area. We do want the turnovers. We would like that to be better at that. And so the guys are going to keep working at it and making sure that we get better at in that area. Yeah, I think Chris Owens and he will both work in there. We'll just see how things go. I mean, I can't guarantee on either one of them, but let's just take it up a notch. And if he feels that way, take it up a notch from what we did last week and see what happens.
All right, but it's still no longer a long shot.
Okay. Right. Yep.
Thanks, Chris.